Well, as we mentioned in our introduction, we are so pleased to welcome Fairfield University Professor Phil Clay here this morning. Phil is an author and an expert in issues related to veterans, and we're going to be talking all about what he's seeing going on today. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have an hour, Phil. We just have about 15 minutes. We may not be able to even scratch. We may not be able to even scratch the surface here on, on the many things that are going on. But thank you. Your latest work, I believe, is entitled Trump Hegseth in the Honor of the American Military.
Yes, I wrote that for the New York Times when Hegseth was being named as the Secretary of State before he had been confirmed.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about yourself and your background. What brought you to your current position at Fairfield University?
Sure. So I served in the Marine Corps, and after I got out, I was in Iraq in 2007, 2008 as a public affairs officer. I began writing about the military, about Iraq, about veterans, and had a book of short stories called Redeployment that was my first book. And then I wrote a book called Missionaries, which is about American military involvement in, well, Colombia, Iraq, Afghanistan. It actually ends with us bombing Yemen, which seems to be a kind of evergreen subject, apparently. Mm. But yeah, so I have for a long time written fiction about the American military, and I'm also an essayist. I've written, you know, op-eds and essays and opinion pieces for mostly for The Times. I've written for The New Yorker, The Atlantic, those sorts of publications. And Fairfield has a superb low-residency MFA program, and one of the things that is very unique about it is they offer significant funding to veterans. So about a third of the program is composed of veterans. So early on, Fairfield reached out to me to possibly teach there. And it's just been a fantastic experience. It's a really great program. I teach undergraduates as well as graduate students at Fairfield.
For individuals that may have gone through their collegiate experience before their military service, or perhaps just after getting out and then plunging into the workforce, or you know, starting a family, what have you, why would you say taking the next step and considering getting an MFA is so valuable?
Well, I think that for myself, I have found that writing is the most rigorous way that I know to make sense of the world, right? You take everything that troubles and confuses you about modern life, about experiences you've had, about, in my case, about having gone to a complicated war, and you put that into long-form writing. And there's a kind of discipline and rigor to that that I think is very instructive. I think that it is a profound experience to try to write in a serious way about the issues of most importance to you. And I actually think that, you know, especially in the present day where I feel we are addicted to more shallow forms of engagement with the world, that it's really all the more valuable to have that kind of discipline.
Hmm. Well, there are two things I want to ask you to talk about in conjunction with what you just said. First is, you're in an incredible position to be, you know, the professor who witnesses an individual who may be carrying a lot of great weight as a result of their military service suddenly experience what might be the first real catharsis in their life, where they have discovered that they have the power to start working through that by writing?
Well, so it is true that sometimes veterans do want to work through things in their fiction. I think that whether or not you're sort of writing as a kind of way to deal with intense experiences that you've had, which certainly does happen, I think that it can be a tremendously powerful experience regardless. You know, for myself, I did not have a traumatic deployment, right? Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it was really one of the more pivotal experiences of my life, and a complicated one, and a morally complicated one. And writing was the way that I thought through that experience and what it meant.
Hmm. Are a lot of your students, discovering the power of writing, maybe for the first time, and if not for the first time, maybe for the first time since they were earlier,
It's not for the first time because they're graduate students, right?
Right, right.
But certainly there is a level of rigor and seriousness when you're talking about the kind of work we do at the program, which is profound.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was so many times over the past 30 plus years on this program, I've had veterans and veteran support organizations, the tried and true American Legion, VFW, community organizations like that. And then I talked to a lot of younger veterans of your era and more recent. And both sides acknowledge that the way veterans interact today and opportunities for them to get together and share peer-to-peer insights and experiences are quite different than those of the VFW American Legion era.
Yes, yes, for sure. I mean, the thing is, it's such a small percentage of the population, you know, when you're talking about the current era of veterans. So it's a very different thing if, you know, you're, you know, one of the few veterans or the only veteran, you know, in at your school or what have you, which was the experience of some of my Marines when they went to undergrad after they got out. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's just really incredible that there's so many veterans at Fairfield, because, you know, you're not the one guy with the experience or the one, you know, girl with the experience. You're not the person that everybody calls on as the, you know, explainer of military issues, right? Mm-hmm. You're another student with a set of experiences that you may or may not be writing about, but which, you know, have informed your life certainly help you as part of a community. So it's a pretty wonderful thing that we've built there.
Yeah, outside the confines of your classroom, Fairfield University has a lot to offer to individuals like veterans. What are some of the ways you're seeing your students are able to enjoy or take advantage of either other academic opportunities or other, support opportunities that Fairfield has available for them?
So there's a range of things we do. Third trimester projects which can be sort of unique opportunities for veterans to work out in the community. I actually had one student who ran during COVID first responder writing workshops. He had found that writing was a powerful thing for him and thought that it might be useful for people who were sort of on the front lines of COVID, and ran a workshop, an online workshop for people. That was pretty incredible. And, you know, we supported him with models for that. And you know, his advisor, as he was doing that particular project. There's a variety of things that we do. We have internship opportunities at Literary Journal and there's the whole host of things that Fairfield has to offer. I run a speaker series. We try and get our students of all types exposure to all the sort of great writers and artists who come through Fairfield. And that has been, I think, a pretty valuable experience for them.
As you are talking to veterans, fellow veterans, fellow Marines who are considering advancing into this program that you're involved with, what are some of the most frequent questions you're asked or the most frequent concerns that you're helping to, assuage in the process of perhaps onboarding them to be students of yours?
You know, I would say, I mean, the thing is, the veterans tend not to be, let me put it this way. A lot of times the vet students, and one of the things that's nice about them is they have a very clear sense of what they want to do and what they are trying to achieve. Right. Mm-hmm. And that can be very nice. In the program, we've got a whole range of people, and for vets, you know, a lot of them have, you know, maybe they might have used their GI Bill on undergraduate, and now trying to get graduate course work, and it's a very serious thing for them. A lot of them work, a lot of our students work, and it takes a true commitment to be able to do this, and they come often with a real sense of drive and purpose, and that's a very nice thing. I think that the question really for students is whether they, you know, are at the right level in terms of their creative work to be generating the kind of material that we need in a full MFA program, right? A graduate program in writing can be intense. It's a lot of work, and it is very rigorous. What we try and get from our students, and I think that they have performed tremendously for the most part.
Do a number of them, or even a lot of them, come to the program and to you hoping to carry on as you did from your military service and become a contributor and an author in their own right?
Yes. Yeah. Our students want to publish. They want to put out books. We've had pretty tremendous students come through. One of our students recently won the Jeff Shartlett Prize, which is a national prize, which was fantastic to see. So, yeah, an ambitious group.
As we enter the last couple minutes, we have to chat with you this morning, Phil Clay. What's the final message that you would like to communicate to folks that are listening, whether they're a veteran themselves, whether they know a veteran who either might have a talent or a penchant or an idea that they might like to be a writer someday?
I mean, I think there is really no finer way to try and approach the world and think through the complicated task of being a human being. I think it's tremendously valuable. Come prepared for a rigorous experience. It's hard, but absolutely worth it.
Very good. It's been great to talk with you. Phil Clay is a veteran, former Marine, a writer. You can see his work across a number of different publications, including more recently the New York Times, and as well as in the New York Times Magazine. He is a professor at Fairfield University. Phil, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.